In terms of the non-protocol use of this test, Oncotype, Chuck, what are the kinds of patients, as you mentioned right now, it's node negative, ER positive, but within that subset, what are the situations where the Oncotype is most helpful?
For me, the grading of ER positive breast cancer clearly is an important aspect. Everybody knows it is. It's important in groups, but we just have not, our pathology colleagues have not been able to consistently develop reproducible methods of assigning grade unless the grade is unusual. And grade just relates to, it's the pathologist gestalt looking at the cell. Is it slow growing, fast growing, or somewhere in between? And there does tend to be pretty good agreement on the ends, but unfortunately, most patients are in the middle. They're grade 2, or one calls it 2, one calls it 3. And I think those are the patients that I find the Oncotype to be particularly helpful. With grade 3 tumors, you know, most of the time they're going to have higher scores. And when they don't, I personally have some discomfort with that. I don't know what to
really
make
re-
of that.
Grade is really related to how rapidly the tumor is growing?
That's our assumption. That's the way it behaves. High-grade tumors tend to recur quicker and they seemingly respond better. So I don't think, and there really has been a consensus, I think, that has evolved amongst breast oncologists that it is not a test that needs to be run on everybody. It's a test that should be run selectively when it will help make a decision on the chemotherapy issue, yes or no. And so that tends to be sort of the average size tumors, 1 to 3 centimeters, grade 2 tumors, those sort of situations where it can be helpful.